We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, generous viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashta 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbaktur, C-Link Province, Channel 30 on Nimi Mongolsh. In Darhun Uls Province, Channel 8 on Darhun Broadcasting System. In Sha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Rican Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a new charity in Âu Lạc or Vietnam helps support the education of underprivileged girls. In environmental news, a green nonprofit in the USA exemplifies energy efficiency. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Children's Movement for Peace, a Colombian organization dedicated to bringing harmony to the land. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 3rd, prominent and prolific Croatian composer and conductor Ivan Zak was born in 1832 in Rijeka, Croatia. A musical prodigy, Mr. Zak was conductor and concertmaster of the town theater and orchestra in Rijeka for several years after studying in Italy. At age 30, he moved to Vienna, Austria, and found significant success composing musical comedy operettas. In 1870, he returned to Croatia, where he became director of the opera and principal of the School of the Croatian Music Institute in Zagreb. Mr. Zak composed over 1,000 musical pieces in his lifetime. He's also recognized for reviving the opera in his homeland and for creating the Croat opera. May the exquisite melodies of Ivan Zak and other gifted artists continue to be cherished for generations to come.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. On July 9th, the Chinese province of Yunnan was jolted by a 6.0 magnitude quake affecting over 2 million people. One person perished and 348 were injured, as more than 250,000 people were displaced after over 2,500 homes as well as other buildings collapsed. Supreme Master Qinghai quickly donated $20,000 for the victims most in need, conveying her love and condolences. This donation could acquire $157,000 in urgent items if purchased in the United States, based on China's overall cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for updates of disaster situations. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report.
July 27, 2009. Most Merciful Master, regarding earthquake relief work in Yunnan Province, China. On July 10, we went to the epicenter in Yao'an County to assess the disaster situation and carry out the relief work using Master's donation as well as our own finances. We purchased 500 quilts for the victims. The following morning, we sent the relief items to a severely affected village, where the town had helped with distribution.
On July 18th, we went to Xiangyun County with 800 quilts for the victims and distributed them to three villages. In Binchuan County, we were accompanied by the local government officers and were able to deliver relief packages to 80 families, including basic food supplies. We also gave monetary support to seven families whose homes had collapsed, asking local officials to help some of the remaining relief supplies and our best wishes to the victims in a remote mountain village.
Thank you so much, Master, for being with us and supporting us throughout this relief work. This mission wouldn't be possible without Master's love and blessing. We love you, Yunnan Relief Team, China. We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this information with our concerned viewers and also thank our association's foreign group for this report.
Chinese officials, our sincere gratefulness for your help in distributing relief items to the afflicted villagers. We are especially thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring support and to our association's relief team for their rapid response. We pray for the Chinese people's soon return to normal lives and that all disasters abate as humanity unites in increased stewardship of our precious globe.
Heavy rains affect India. Torrential rains affected 100,000 people in the northern Indian state of Bihar as areas flooded and water breached a 50-foot stretch of embankment along the Bagmati River in Sitamarhi district. Officials confirmed one fatality, although more people are believed to have perished as over 100 villages were flooded. State Chief Minister Nitish Kumar sent disaster response personnel to help the afflicted. On August 2nd, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $15,000 for those most in need, along with her love and prayers, asking our local or nearby association members to go and comfort the storm victims. This amount could purchase $252,000 in relief supplies in the United States, based on India's cost of living. We are thankful for the intervention of Minister Kumar and the timely actions of the relief personnel working to ease the situation in India. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose loving support extends to all in need. Our heartfelt sympathies go to all who have lost loved ones, while we pray for the protection and quick restoration of normalcy of the afflicted. Let us all lead kinder, eco-conscious lifestyles to ease such extreme events.
Thousands flee from fire on Spanish Island. 4,000 people were evacuated on Saturday as a forest fire swept across La Palma of the Spanish Canary Islands, spurred on by high winds and dry conditions from days of high heat. Within a few hours, 1,000 hectares of forest and wildlife habitat were devastated, along with several homes destroyed. Working to control the blaze are the island's firefighting personnel, along with military emergency units from the nearby island of Tenerife and the mainland city of Seville. Our gratefulness, all brave firefighters and military personnel working to ease the flames. May our world soon be eased of such disasters through our gentler regard for all life.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Danger signs for severe swine flu. The World Health Organization, or WHO, has published a list of swine flu symptoms to alert the public in knowing when the flu has reached a stage where urgent medical attention is needed. Potentially life-threatening symptoms include shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, skin turning blue, coughing up blood, chest pain, altered mental status, a high fever lasting more than 3 days, and low blood pressure.
For children, one should seek medical attention immediately if there is fast or difficult breathing, lack of alertness, difficulty in waking up, and little or no desire to play. WHO also warned that once these danger signs occur, even in healthy people, the virus can rapidly become a severe and often fatal illness.
In the latest reports, Qatar suffered its first fatal case of the swine flu. New South Wales, Australia, confirmed a total of 4,000 people stricken, although the number is assumed to be much higher since the state stopped testing for all cases.
Iran has confirmed 61 swine flu infections, with several people returning from the Umrah pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia, prompting the Health and Medical Education Ministry to call for a cancellation or limitations on people attending the upcoming Hajj pilgrimage. Although a combined tally at this time would never reflect the true afflicted population, current reports from some 160 countries reveal a total of 184,870 cases worldwide, with 1,252 fatalities.
World Health Organization, we appreciate your thoughtful guide to help identify and respond to the symptoms of this potentially lethal virus. Our sincere sympathies to the family and friends in pain of loss these past several months, and pray that all are protected through practical precautions, as well as boosting our immunity through the most nutritious organic vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event some years ago, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the alternative living flyer and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide.
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration, Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Mozambique celebrates unifying bridge. Began in 1977, the Zambezi River's Armando Guebuza Bridge, named after the country's president, was inaugurated on Saturday. The 80 million euros, 2.5 kilometer span, one of Africa's longest, has been long anticipated by Mozambicans who previously had to travel by ferry with waiting times of several days. Business and family activities alike are thus expected to be greatly eased. A big bravo, Mozambique, on the historic launch of the Armando Guebuza Bridge. May your kind citizens be united in prosperity and peace.
Guinea-Bissau elects new president. The Supreme Court has announced Mr. Malamba Kai Sanya as the nation's new head of state. Mr. Sanya, who served as an interim president from 1999 to 2000, won 63% of the popular vote. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon commended the country's peaceful election process and the candidates' pledges to respect the outcome of the vote. Congratulations, President-elect Sanya, on your new office in service of your fellow citizens. With heaven's grace, may your beautiful nation flourish in stability and prosperous fulfillment.
Survey finds British and Canadians to be most charitable. A study conducted by the social charity Unlimited surveyed 10,500 participants in 16 countries to determine attitudes toward matters of global concern. They found that Britons and Canadians ranked highest in charitable giving, with 83 and 77% respectively, saying that they had donated to charity in the past year. The study also found climate change to be most on the minds of the Swiss, with 85% saying that it is a matter of concern. Many thanks, Unlimited, and all participants. Providence bless the giving hearts of British and Canadian brethren, as well as the concerned care of the Swiss. May everyone be similarly inspired towards such considerate ways to bring benefit to our world.
Save our planet. Largest tundra fire in Alaska forecasts climatic threat. A recent study of the effects of a 2007 fire that scorched 1,000 square kilometers of land found that the area emitted twice the atmospheric carbon that a similar untouched region usually absorbs. Lead study scientist Dr. Adrian Rocha of the Marine Biological Laboratory in Massachusetts, USA, stated that this fire indicated a warming threshold had been reached and that more intensive and frequent tundra fires would be expected, causing permafrost melt that would release further greenhouse gases such as methane.
Meanwhile, wetland ecologist Dr. William Bowden of the University of Vermont in the USA has warned that the fire blackened land surfaces also heat the soil further, thawing more permafrost and increasing the likelihood of thermal karst, or regions of collapsed terrain. Thermal karst cause damage or destruction to homes, roads, and other infrastructure, such as pipelines.
Our thanks, Dr. Sriracha, Bowden, and colleagues, for these findings on the dangerous tolls of global warming. Let us quickly heed their message and transition to greener, kinder lifestyles for the protection of Earth and her inhabitants.
Ever concerned for humanity's well-being, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the dangers of thawing permafrost in a June 2008 video conference in London, England.
The permafrost layer is melting each day, and the methane gas, or other gas even, are releasing into the atmosphere. Methane and nitrous oxide is made by stock raising, stock keeping, animals keeping. They are far more poisonous, far more dangerous than CO2. So the effect is immense. Keep multiplying it, and then you know what I mean. Because the methane gas, it has been trapped all these centuries because of stock breeding into the lakes, into the permafrost, into the ocean, and now if it's melting, then the gas will be released also. On top of that, we have daily more animal breeding, more methane gas, and we will never stop. So just stop killing animals, stop raising animals anymore, and we don't produce any more methane gas, then it's just the perfect picture.
Save our planet. Bangladesh draws up plans for climate change adaptation. Environment Minister Mustafizur Rahman has announced a list of projects to help offset the effects of global warming, which includes raising embankments and roads, constructing shelters, dredging major rivers, and planting trees.
The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, has already forecast a loss of 17% of the nation's total landmass by 2050, which would render at least 20 million people homeless. Minister Rahman indicated that his country would approach institutions such as Asian Development Bank and other developed nations to assist with the anticipated $4.35 billion funding for this project.
Our respectful accolades, Minister Rahman and Bangladesh, for your comprehensive plan to safeguard fellow citizens. May your endeavors be fruitful in protecting the Bangladeshi people as we all strive to better care for our shared global home.
Save our planet. Organic farming takes root across all continents. The latest reports from the International Federation of Organic Agriculture Movements, or IFOAM, the Research Institute of Organic Agriculture, and the World Watch Institute have revealed that organic fruit and veg agriculture is growing across the globe.
Some 141 countries are reporting the use of organic growing methods, more than half of which are in Africa. Australia, Argentina, and Brazil were found to have dedicated the largest amounts of land to organic farming, while Italy, Spain, and Germany account for nearly 40% of the 7.8 million hectares of organic cropland in Europe. Diana Bowen, interim director of IFOAM, stated that this growth, especially in developing countries, shows that organic agriculture can contribute to simultaneous economic and eco-friendly advancements.
Organic food is now the preferred choice of more and more people who feel reassured that after all the recent food scares, from BSE to genetic engineering, that organic farming best meets their needs as consumers.
Our gratitude, Director Bowen, International Federation of Organic Agriculture Movements, Research Institute of Organic Agriculture, and World Watch Institute for informing us of this uplifting trend. May it continue leading to a clean and green world with health, peace, and abundance for all.
Save our planet. Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd announces plans to create 50,000 green jobs with training programs for youth as well as apprentice positions for such tasks as installing solar energy panels and water recycling systems.
Save our planet. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, has replaced 700 trash bins with solar-powered compactors, reducing the number of trash collection trips by 75%, a move that is estimated to save both carbon emissions and $875,000 per year.
Save our planet. London, UK, Mayor Boris Johnson pledges over $6.6 million for London's Green Fund, planned for a March 2010 launch to retrofit older buildings in England with more sustainable energy sources.
Save our planet. After studying how jellyfish help stir the ocean, U.S.-based California Institute of Technology doctoral student Kakani Katiga estimates that the small marine animals contribute approximately as much to the ocean's movement as wind and tides.
Baby here, and this is Tutu.
Hi friends, Mimi and I are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
We are both vegan, meaning we don't eat any animal products.
Our tips for today are special ones from our gracious caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
You can easily open jars with different ways. For example,
1. You can wear rubber gloves. That will give you a better grip.
2. You can rub the jar top under hot water. The heat causes the lid to expand, making it looser.
3. You can also turn the jar upside down and pat strongly on the bottom. This helps to release the air seal, so you can turn the lid with less effort.
Thank you so much, beautiful Supreme Master Ching Hai, for these nifty and time-saving tips.
And thank you, loyal viewers, for tuning in.
Thanks for being rich, going green, and saving the planet.
And now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, a new charity in Âu Lạc or Vietnam helps girls continue their education. The Áo Dài or Traditional Long Dress Association has given scholarships to disadvantaged youngsters in Thừa Thiên Huế province and will also provide free vocational courses. Mrs. Nguyễn Thị Bình, who is Âu Lạc's former deputy president and the nonprofit group's honorary chairwoman, said, "Our association has been formed with the aim of respecting and preserving traditional Vietnamese cultures and lifestyles in general and Hue's culture in particular." The Áo Dài Association also sent 20 complimentary long dresses to faraway districts. A high school student from Thuy Biu community shared, "I dreamed of wearing a new Áo Dài to school." Thank you, Áo Dài Association, for offering an encouraging hand to Alex's youth. May many young people know the joys of schooling and gain an appreciation of traditional cultures.
In environmental news, a nonprofit walks the green talk. Rocky Mountain Institute in Snowmass, Colorado, USA, is an organization devoted to sustainability. Recently, its headquarters was equipped with additional green enhancements. These include a large set of solar panels, which generate more energy than is used. Excess energy is stored in a bank of batteries with about 2 weeks' worth of storage capacity. Kudos, Rocky Mountain Institute, for your caring commitment to preserving the Earth. May people and businesses throughout our globe adopt eco-friendly living for a stable and healthy planet. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring the Children's Movement for Peace, a Colombian nonprofit supporting children's rights. It looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment. Be right back. More loving news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, salutable news for a respectful world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring a Colombian nonprofit organization, the Children's Movement for Peace.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Children's Movement for Peace was initiated in Colombia in 1996 by a group of youngsters envisioning harmonious lives for themselves and their co-citizens. They decided to have a vote for all children to be able to choose their own future. The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, community government leaders, and hundreds of organizations helped in the preparations. Ads were placed in newspapers throughout the nation. Activities such as games and theater in schools, press conference and television appearances also shared information about the upcoming election.
On October 25, 1996, 2.7 million children ages 7 to 18 by their ballot affirmed 12 rights, symbolized by a white hand of peace. These included the right to life, peace, justice, love, family, a clean environment, and freedom of expression. The election became known as the Children's Mandate for Peace and Rights. This in turn has helped establish peace zones at schools and parks.
The Children's Movement for Peace was awarded the Grand Cross of the Order of Social Solidarity by Queen Sofia of Spain in 2000 and the World's Children's Honorary Award in 2001. The books Yeni and the Children for Peace and Out of War, true stories from the front lines of the Children's Movement for Peace in Colombia, have been widely read. The documentary Soldiers of Peace, A Children's Crusade, has been shown on domestic and international channels of CNN. Heaven bless the Children's Movement for Peace and thank you for your faith. To herald in a happier era, may our earth soon be flourishing in a golden age of kindness between all beings.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, The Ultimate Answer.
Wanting to find out once and for all if there was a God, the scientist has built the most powerful computer ever, and he accessed all imaginable data banks, all the libraries of the world, science institutes, universities, and scanned in every published book since the invention of printing press, etc. Every absolutely thing that exists in this world is in his computer. So finally, he sat down at his keyboard and typed in the question, "Is there a God?" And the computer replied, "Yes, there is now."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I feel blessed to have found Supreme Master Ching Hai. Sandy.
Blessed Sandy, enjoy God's grace. Share the vegan lifestyle, and we can be living in the paradise which Supreme Master Ching Hai speaks of for God's precious children, in heaven's love and light.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much welcome your heartlines and stories from your area. please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It has been a pleasure to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your life be touched by higher love. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Canada and Jordan sign a free trade agreement, granting both countries reciprocal duty-free access several trade sectors, with additional agreements for further cooperation in employment, foreign investment, and the environment.
5-year-old Phoebe from San Francisco, California, USA, donates nearly $4,000 from fundraising and raises more for the San Francisco Food Bank to provide meals for homeless. Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing young Phoebe's benevolence with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $4,000 for veg food.
Le Village de l'Artisanat Marocain, a Moroccan artisan exhibit of handmade rugs to lamps, is on a worldwide tour to share the country's exquisite crafts and artisans.
The China Medical Tobacco Initiative will enlist doctors as role models in its 5-year program toward a smoke-free China, with plans that include improving cessation programs and implementing tobacco control in medical education.
British actress Joanna Lumley is appointed International Ambassador of the Nepalese charity Métis Nepal, dedicated to rescuing victims of human trafficking and helping them rebuild their lives.
Archaeologists unearthed over 40 crates of rare Buddhist relics that had been buried for safekeeping in Mongolia in the 1930s, including items belonging to 19th century Buddhist master Danzan Rabja.
Russia welcomes the completion of Sapsan, her first high-speed train that travels at 250 kilometers per hour, making a trip from the cities of Moscow to St. Petersburg in around 3.5 hours.
China announces plans to build the National Engineering Research Center for Conservation of Ancient Wall Paintings in Dunhuang City to help preserve and protect ancient frescoes.
In London, UK, 3 former Guantanamo Bay detainees launched the Guantanamo Justice Center, or GJC, a charity support group to help former inmates transition successfully back to work and society.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak sends a message to Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, conveying his country's interest in establishing diplomatic relations.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.